This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Nobody knows what's going to happen now as Washington decides whether most Americans will get $600 COVID-19 relief checks or $2,000 checks. President Trump's sudden push for $2,000 checks is now up to the Senate after the House voted overwhelmingly last night for the $2,000. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Republicans have a choice. Vote for this legislation or vote to deny the American people the bigger paychecks they need. To reject this would be in denial of the economic challenges that people are facing.
But Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas says it's hard for people to spend money when so many businesses are locked down because of the pandemic.
I worry that this whopping $463 billion won't do what's needed, stimulate the economy, or get the jobless back to work.
The House also voted overwhelmingly to override President Trump's veto of a defense bill that would give U.S. troops a 3% pay raise. The president doesn't like other parts of the bill. The Senate is expected to consider overriding the veto sometime this week. Hard-hit California is setting up hospital beds in tents, schools, and arenas as it battles the coronavirus. Georgia's struggling, too, with more and more patients crowding hospitals.
Officials say hospital admissions are increasing at such a fast pace. They're not sure the health system will be able to handle the demand. Take Northeast Georgia Health System based in Gainesville, which says it's admitting more and more people, is essentially at capacity, and now moving beds into a gym to care for those who are less ill. Georgia's now in the top 20 for the most new cases per capita. Infection rates have been rising in the South while dropping in the Midwest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Joe Biden speaking out, the AP's Ed Donahue, with the president-elect's warning about the transition and national security.
President-elect Joe Biden is speaking up about a lack of cooperation from the Trump administration in the transition of power. The president-elect calls it nothing short of irresponsibility.
We've encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
In Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect says what they have found out is agencies crucial to national security have suffered enormous damage.
Many of them have been hollowed out in personnel, capacity, and in morale.
Biden says this has lasting effects inside government and outside.
We're going to have to regain the trust and confidence of a world that has begun to find ways to work around us or work without us.
President Trump is still challenging the outcome of the election. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.